At KeyBank, we're your trusted advisors. With nearly 200 years' experience in delivering for our clients, we're primed and ready to collaborate and create solutions tailored to your ideas and your vision. KeyBank opens doors. Learn more at key.com/advisor.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, October 25th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. For the past 2 years, many households have been willing to pay the steadily rising cost of food. But that's changing. And supermarkets and food companies are listening.
They're putting food back on sale. And that can mean a number of things. It can mean buy one, get one free deals, or just sales, or maybe these products are in an end cap or a featured display in the grocery store.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal reporter Jesse Newman after the break.
With access to some of the world's leading cybersecurity experts, KeyBank is dedicated to helping clients keep their data safe. Get insights to help protect your business from online attacks at key.com/cybersecurity.
Food is on sale again. That's the good news. But those sale prices might still put a strain on your wallet. Wall Street Journal reporter Jesse Newman joins me. So, Jesse, over the past year, we've seen the overall inflation rate come down. But what do the numbers tell us about prices at supermarkets and restaurants?
During the pandemic, food companies all but stopped offering discounts. And now they are putting food on sale again. But consumers would be forgiven if they hadn't noticed, because grocery shopping and eating out are still just far more expensive than they used to be. For example, in grocery stores, the portion of food that is being discounted has reached a level that we haven't seen since 2019. And at the same time, consumers are still paying more than a third that they did then. Essentially, sales are back, but your grocery bills are still much higher.
Many food companies have said in their earnings statements that consumers were willing to pay higher prices for food. What's changed?
It definitely seems as though many consumers have reached a breaking point with food prices up more than a third. Food companies are trying to understand what has changed. But what's clear is that many consumers are feeling really stretched, and that particularly for branded center aisle cereals and crackers and your packaged food, consumers are really reacting to higher prices and pulling back on their purchases and just overall changing the way that they eat. And so as a result, overall food sales are down about 2% from levels last year.
How has the way people cook and eat at home changed?
Food company executives, they have said a number of things in recent months. They've talked about how consumers are responding to increased financial pressure by doing things like cooking more meals from scratch. They've talked about how they are really working down their pantry inventories, even from stockpiles that they had from the pandemic, and that they're eating more leftovers. They've also talked about how folks are shifting from convenience meals that they made for one person to meals that can feed multiple members of a family.
You spoke to somebody for your story. I like what she said, how she tries to play it safe when she's preparing meals for her family, just to make sure that everybody likes what she's cooking.
Yeah, that's exactly right. She said that she used to try new products or new flavors, just keep her family interested in what she has to offer. And she said that she's really not doing that these days because she just doesn't want to throw away food if her husband and her four kids aren't fans of whatever she brings home.
How are food companies responding to this changing of the way that consumers are handling food at home?
They're putting food back on sale. And that can mean a number of things. It can mean buy one, get one free deals, or just sales, or maybe these products are in an end cap or a featured display in the grocery store. We're seeing about 33% of food sales that are on promotion versus in 2019, that was at about 36%. So we're not quite back to pre-pandemic levels, but we're getting there.
Can you give us a couple of examples of promotions that companies have rolled out?
These won't seem remarkable to people, except that they just haven't been around. So, for example, we noticed in Chicago, you can buy a bottle of Dave's Gourmet Pasta Sauce for $9.99. And if you do that, you get a second one free. That's at a Jewel Osco. And at a Mariano's, you can get $2 off these three items, Land O'Lakes Butter, Kraft Heinz Mayonnaise, and Miracle Whip, if you buy three or more items. Companies are getting creative with the items that they're putting together on sale.
The headline of the sale may look attractive, but how do those prices compare to what people have been paying over the past few years?
Yeah, in grocery stores, consumers are still paying more than a third than they did previously. We had some examples in the story in the past year. Pretzels that were featured on some sort of promotion, some sort of deal, the average price for those was about $4. That's still close to 50% higher than they were during the same period 4 years ago. So again, food's on sale, but it's significantly more expensive than it was pre-pandemic.
Now let's talk about prices people see when they go out to eat. What kind of promotions are we seeing in restaurants?
There's some fun deals that you can see when you eat out. Take Olive Garden this fall. They brought back their never-ending pasta bowl deal. This is an 8-week promotion during which you can get unlimited plates of noodles and sauce and a topping starting at $13.99. And interestingly, you know, when Olive Garden offered this deal in 2019, the price was $10.99. And then there's quite a few deals on wings. KFC is promoting 8 hot and spicy wings for $4.99. Applebee's is offering unlimited wings for $12.99. So if you're a fan of chicken wings, now's the time.
So why do those promotions mostly go away during the pandemic?
In grocery stores, promotions really just all but stopped during the pandemic. Initially, in 2020, really, food companies just didn't need to put any of their food on sale. If you recall the days of all the panic buying and hoarding, people were going to the grocery store and just buying up everything that they could on shelves. So there was really no need to promote this food in order to sell it. And as time went on, we saw all sorts of supply chain challenges that companies were dealing with, and that just really limited their production. And so there's no point in promoting products when you can't keep shelves stocked. And so there was just not enough supply for companies to put things on sale, because typically when you put something on sale, it begins to move faster. And if you don't have enough of the product, you don't want to put something on sale and then generate or exacerbate a shortage.
How should consumers approach these promotions in relation to their household budgets?
It depends on each family's unique financial circumstances, but one thing folks can do is just be mindful of what prices they've been seeing in stores, so that when they do see a product on sale, even if it strikes them as more expensive than it has been in previous years, they will know that it is lower than what it has been more recently. Just being aware of prices in general is probably a good thing.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Jesse Newman. And that's it for your Money Briefing. We'll be back tomorrow morning with WSJ's Ann Turgeson to discuss why millennials are on a better track for retirement than boomers and Gen X. This episode was produced by Zoe Culkin and Ariana Asperu, with supervising producer Melanie Roy. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.